Okay, let me do this. Is it okay if I try to give you all a quick summary of the two documents?
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Certainly not going to try to read them at this point. I can start with my document, which we call sort of the one we've been working on. And it was divided up into short-term goals, what we call midterm goals, and more long-term goals. And the short-term goals are basically what we want to do in the next 18 months, and the 18 months is an important date because that's when we have to start actually paying interest on the FJC loan. So, hold on. Nina. So what I'm saying is that a number of the short-term goals have actually already been accomplished or in the process of being accomplished. The number one on my list was moving WBAI out of Empire State into Four Times Square. That's done.
No sound.
Yeah, excuse me, I'm a little bit of a disturbance here. And there were a few other goals that are partly done, like completing the 2016 audit. That's done as of a few days ago, basically. The National Board has to approve it at its next meeting. We still have to do the 2017 audit, and that's going to be hopefully we'll get that done before the deadline in August. Anyway, all those items, it's sort of pretty clear why we place a high priority on them. The audits are absolutely required because of number one, if we have to comply with California charities law for nonprofits. Number two, we are hoping to restore our CPV funding, which would make a big difference as to our financial viability going forward. Those kind of items are happening. The more difficult items are what we're discussing in terms of more midterm and long-term planning, and those are things like changing our programming, changing our fundraising model, and figuring out, we discussed this briefly already, figuring out what in fact our mission really is about. Anyway, the document goes into a lot of details on this, and we're not going to have time to discuss all those details right now, but I do I am hoping we can get some concrete proposals out of it. One of the items in the document is a proposal for some fundraising events in order to begin to build up equity to so that we can pay off the FJC loan in 18 months, not in the full 3-year term that we have. Because if we can do it in 18 months, we can save a lot of money on paying interest. Anyway, that's that document. The Tom's document is kind of a general discussion of what our goals are. And if I recall, he listed three different areas in terms of our mission, our programming, our finances. And
Alex, I keep sending it and it doesn't seem to go. Does anybody? I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay. I'm just going to wrap it up in a few minutes. Okay. There's a number of very interesting points in Tom's document, and that has to do with, well, he's pointing out that public radio and NPR stations, for instance, have been doing very well in all the listening areas that we have radio stations. And there is no built-in reason why the Pacifica stations cannot really become self-sustaining and grow. And we're of course not the same as public radio stations, but they do have certain practices that we may want to look at in terms of how we're going to structure ourselves. For instance, they don't devote 90% of their fundraising efforts to pushing a high price premiums. They have a more balanced fundraising model where I don't know the exact figures, but a much larger percentage comes from off-air fundraising than on-air fundraising. They also have learned how to price their premiums so that they don't price themselves out of certain markets. Tom is suggesting that maybe some of our premium model, we're asking for too much, and it might make more sense to ask for less and have more people participating. And there's also the issue that the more fundraising days you are devoting in the year, it becomes a process of self-destruction, because the more fundraising days you have, the less audience eventually you have, and therefore you have to have more fundraising in order to make up for the lack of income from the lack of audience, and eventually that kind of thing comes to a dead end. That's kind of a very broad-based summary of the document. There's also, by the way, a discussion of underwriting and what our attitude could be or should be toward underwriting. I know that's a big and very controversial issue. But just because it's controversial doesn't mean we shouldn't discuss it. Tony, maybe you would like to lead a discussion on this, because you had some interesting points you wanted to bring out about this.
Well, yeah. This is Janet. I just wanted to correct something that you said.
Yes.
Alex, I believe.
Yeah.
So I thought I heard you say that in 18 months, we would have to start paying interest,
you're right.
May I finish?
Yes. Go ahead.
So for the first 18 months, the interest is basically deferred in terms of our having to come up with money, because it already will be put aside. But after the next 18 months, the whole thing will have to be, you know, interest and principal will have to be paid off in the rest of the 18 months. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Yes, thank you for the correction.
Yeah. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I wanted to make it a point that we stay focused on what our mandate is, what we're charged with, that is to consider all options for raising funds or liquidating assets, as well as restructuring the business model of Pacifica. And so with that said, I thought that your proposal, the way you wrote it up, was very usable and easy to understand, and your short-term, your mid-term, and your long-term goals, which you stated some of the short-term goals have been completed or have already at least are in the process of being completed, close to being finished, that we, if possible, that we can continue that momentum as a committee by each one of us, or, you know, pairing up in twos or threes to attack each segment simultaneously. So, so you have, for example, articulation of the mission and governance reform. One, programming is two, financial recovery is three. So if we could maybe pair up and pick a couple of items from the short-term goals pertaining to, you know, whichever one of these categories that we want to pick, and do and start doing, you know, case studies on them, what needs to be done. I noticed that the short-term goals, you have 19 items there. The midterm goals have 9 items. And the long-term goals have a total of 3 items. So maybe...
Tony, just for your information, there's also been some revisions that other people have contributed. I think you're quoting my original document, but there have been some revisions. Sort of my fault. I should draw up like a consolidated document that incorporates all the revisions.
Okay. Well, that's if you can, if you haven't sent it out, have you sent it out or?
I sent out a very rough draft of one a while back, but it needs to be done more properly.
Okay. Okay, so that's cool, but, you know, the point is that if we can start, you know, pairing up or teaming up and start doing case studies so that we could make some recommendations in each category until we finish them, you know, we could at least see what needs to be done, you know, where our strengths and our weaknesses are, and start attacking them from, you know, based on that information. And Tom already did one on his own by going to the various stations and giving his report. So we can do something similar to that, but use, you know, what you proposed and include the revisions. Then I think we can start making recommendations to the PNB and get this thing moved.
Janet?
Okay. Janet?
Right. So one of the revisions I submitted was to add a fourth area, and that would be systems, and that would entail technical and organizational systems. A systems review, upgrades, and redesign. So that would deal with such things as centralizing the finances. There's a technical aspect to that. Interfacing budgeting and accounting system. So, I mean, we have two separate things that don't talk to each other. Upgrading, like even administrative technology and organizational systems. So, like, having more transparency on the website where documents need to be there. I mean, there's a lot of things missing. that should be there, and maybe it should be redesigned. I just wanted to throw that into the discussion that it would be really four areas.
Yes, you're right about that.
Let me put the question for Alex.
Nancy, go ahead.
On your document, the outline of goals, short-term, mid-term, and long-term, are those are for each, those include short-term goals for number one and number two and number three, or are those only for financial recovery short-term goals, mid-term goals, and long-term goals? I was confused about
well,
that.
Most of...
You have evaluate programming, I'm sorry, as the midterm
yes.
goal. Okay, so they apply to all three of those categories.
They apply to all three, but by the very nature of the financial goals, at least some of them are the ones that are, so to speak, easiest to implement, and therefore they're more naturally short-term.
Okay, I got it.
I didn't mean it to be that only financial issues are short term.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to reform programming or the mission, it's not really a short term project by its nature.
Evaluating the programming is a short term.
Could be a midterm
project.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Janet with the timing, so it's 20 minutes.
Oh, it's 20 minutes. Do we have the...
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we we need to vote on the amended motion. Joseph, do you have the final wording?
I second Janet's suggestion or amendment to add a fourth category and add, short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals.
Yeah, it's already been added.
Oh, it's already there. Okay, I didn't see that.
It's already there in the revised version of the document, which I did not send out because I don't know where I had it.
Okay, I just need to include it eventually in the records. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep track here. Thanks.
Okay, Joseph, do you have the final wording of the motion?
Yeah, I do, and I've emailed it to everybody. Do you want me to read it?
Let's read it once and then vote.
Okay. First paragraph. The Strategic Planning Committee recommends to the PMB direct the ED to immediately ask each unit and the central office to make the best effort possible to produce by July 23rd a brief report to describe financial practices of that unit. We are asking for approximately 1 to 2 hours work from one knowledgeable person at each unit on this issue. Paragraph. To the degree possible, that report should describe for each financial function that happens at the unit, the yearly hours paid staff spend to accomplish that function, the fees, office supplies, or other expenses needed to accomplish that function, and the overall amount of money being processed, and the net return. Also give some indication if this yearly work is constant, like paying utility bills, or does it occur in surges like pledge drives or premium shipments. Paragraph. These items should, at a minimum, cover 1, pledge drive donations, 1A by credit card, 1B by check, 1C by cash, 2, fundraisers, 2A, organized regularly by paid staff, 2B, organized by the LSB/development or similar committee, 2C, nationally, 3, grants or gifts, 4, payment of utility bills, 5, payment of rents, leases, tower rents, or other monthly payment, 6, payments to central office, 7, payments of debts or other monthly that can complete and period expected, 8, audit, CPB, and other reporting, 9, the ED/CFO should include FJC factors that should be met. 10, in hope of future CPB funding, means to facilitate CPB grants. Last, the report shall be signed and email, telephone, and other contact information available for follow-up questions, including appropriate contact times. These specific requirements may be modified by the ED to facilitate a timely and reasonable report. End.
Okay.
Where was that last part, Joseph?
The last sentence was, these specific requirements may be modified by the ED to facilitate a timely and reasonable report.
Okay.
All right, we've already had the discussion on this motion, so we're just going to go to a vote. So let me ask, are there any objections? Okay, then.
Nancy, so Joseph, the thing that you just read, does that include Janet's amendment?
Yes,
it does.
Okay, great. Okay.
He sent it as an attachment.
Okay,
so I believe since there's no objection, the motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, I had wanted to get on.
I see. All right, great, thank you.
This is Janet as the timer.
Did you have an objection, Carol?
No, I wanted to have the. I wanted to go back, be on the stack for the previous.
Yes. We're going back to our discussion.
This is Janet as the timer.
So the motion in the attachment has been passed without objection. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
This is Janet as the timer.
Janet, yes.
Okay, so that was 20 minutes into the one-hour discussion that we were having. However, the meeting is supposed to adjourn in 29 minutes. So, and I know there are other items on the agenda. So, I'm just wondering what you want to do about
timing. Well, actually, there are no other items on the agenda after we finish this discussion.
Okay, so we should I just time it not 40 minutes because we want, but whatever amount of time left until 10:30, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we're not going to go past 10:30.
Okay, and I'll make it for 5 minutes before I'll do a 5-minute warning.
Good, terrific. Okay, where were we in the discussion? I think Tony was still speaking, right?
The last thing I was just going to say was ask, you know, what. How, if any way, we want to proceed with your proposal?
Okay, can I answer that?
And Carol for the stack. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just answer the question. I do think we have to come up with some concrete proposals to bring to the national board, i.e., motions. And those motions will, you know, need to specify exactly what we expect Pacifica management to do and how we're going to follow up on that. We're not yet at the stage where we're prepared to do that, and I think your idea of sort of splitting up the work into, I don't know what you want. I guess you can call it small working groups. I think that's a good way to go, and hopefully these working groups can work out, can translate the goals into some concrete proposals. That's how I see this.
Mm-hmm.
Janet to the stack.
Janet,
I'd like to be on the stack.
Well,
again.
I wasn't next. Carol was next.
Oh, Carol, yes, you were on the stack first.
Okay. All right, how do I put this? You know, in line with Tony's strategic decision-making chart process where, you know, we evaluate performance and so on, and looking at the draft that I'm looking at of, Alex, your proposal, which is the early draft, I think that item number one, the articulation of mission and governance reform, is not really naturally reflected in the short-term or midterm goals, I don't think. I mean, maybe you have it in there somewhere, but I think that that's something that has to be addressed sort of separately, and I think that organization of the questions and the choices around both of those things is a task for a work group. And if people agree, I would like to be on that. And I would also recognize that the governance reform one should also be in touch with the governance committee. And I'm willing to do that work with somebody else.
Okay, why don't we just see who wants to be on which of these work groups. I guess we have
May I go first? Because I was on the stack, Alice.
This is Nancy.
I'm just trying to formulate this. We have either three or four working groups proposed.
Chair, Ms. Nancy.
Nancy.
As far as forming the groups, we have 11 people on this committee. I could assign numbers 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then we would end up with four groups, or I could assign numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and we would end up, we would end up with three groups of we don't have an even number here, but one of the groups would be a little bit smaller. But if we wanted to just randomly group us, I could assign numbers based on the list that's on the website.
I don't want to be randomly assigned. I would like
of Alex's first idea, where he said we would all address each item, 1, 2, 3, and 4. So, you know, each little group would address mission and governance and programming and financial recovery and systems, and as much as little as they want, you know. But each group would have input into those. That's how I understood your original suggestion, Alex.
I don't know. I may have said that at one point, but thinking about it, I don't think that will be an efficient use of everyone's time. Let's let the people who have a specific interest work in that area, and then the committee as a whole will address the entire list.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
This is Janet. So, may I take my turn, please?
Yes, Janet.
Along with my adding the systems review, et cetera, area in the document I sent you, this was months ago. I don't know if I sent it to the whole group, but I also went through all of the goals, all of the, you know, short, medium, long, and put which area I thought that it belongs to. So I thought that would be helpful for everyone. Alex, I don't know. I'll send you the document that I did that.
Well, why don't you just send it to the whole group so we each know what we're talking about.
Things too that I added. So okay,
you added some more goals. You mean, Janet?
Changed some or whatever. So should I send that, Alex?
I think you might as well send it to the group as a whole. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say we have four broadly conceived groups. Let's call it a financial recovery group, a programming recovery group, a mission group, and what Janet is calling a systems group.
Are you including the governance with the mission?
Yes. Well, maybe we should separate those two. Well, then we'll have too many groups. Let's include the governance with the mission. Yeah, we don't want to go crazy with groups here. So we can have groups of one, two, or three people. Whatever you think you want to participate in.
Mansoor would like to speak.
Mansoor?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I do want to join finance and governance, and sorry to be jumping ahead just because I'm going to be driving. It's going to be noisy. So that's the two area that I want to be in. Thank you.
You can certainly be in more than one of these work groups if you like.
Okay, Mansoor, finance and governance?
Yes,
okay,
finance and governance.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask Nancy to make a list of who's volunteering for which group, and then we'll
call each name, and then we'll say,
and then the people who are in the same group will get in touch with each other and work out when they can meet by email or by phone or however they want to do it.
Right.
Okay. So.
I could call the roll.
So let's just call every member and ask them which group they want to be in.
Okay. Joseph, what groups would you like to be in?
Finance and governance.
Okay. One and three. But Jan is not here. Janet.
Can you skip me and get back to me?
Okay.
Okay. Tony Leone.
Number one.
That's finance, right?
No. That's okay. The mission and governance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom, we catch Tom later. Asiya is not here. I would like to do one and one and three and four.
Say the topics, would you? It'd be helpful.
Yes. Mission, governance, finance recovery, and systems review.
Okay. You're not going to overburden yourself, are you, Nancy?
Well, I'm not going to. I'm just going to attend. I'm not, well.
Okay, that's fine.
As I can. Some might be, Okay.
All right.
Alex, yeah.
I'm going to dip into finance and programming.
Okay. Groups two and three. Okay. Carol?
I want mission, governance, or one, and programming.
Okay, great. Tom Voorhees? Is he on the call with us tonight? No.
We didn't, no, I guess not.
Okay. Janet?
Okay, put me in the systems one and the mission governance.
Okay.
Okay.
I volunteer to take the lead on the governance mission one.
Okay. Then that means you will be responsible for
calling
initiating the conversation
right.
In that group.
Okay.
That's fine.
And this is not a committee, so this doesn't have to be posted. This is just a little work group, correct?
It's just a work group. That's right. There's no...
Okay. Great.
Yeah, this
Thanks.
Is just... You're gonna toss around ideas and then come back to the committee with your ideas.
Right.
And then we'll...
Okay.
And, what
I just
like
wanted to know
is,
about posting. Okay.
If we, it would be good if we had... some proposals from each of these work groups in time for our next meeting, and if we could pass some of those proposals, then we could forward them to the national board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have two people for programming, Alex and Carol, right now. And we have, let's see, one... four people for financial recovery, Joseph, Mansoor, me, and Alex. Would anybody like to take the lead on that one?
Well, add me to that one, too, this Janet.
Anybody want to, Alex, well, would either you or Carol like to take the lead on programming?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thanks.
We need somebody to take the initiative on the financial stuff.
Mansoor will do it. That's fine.
Okay, very good.
And on the systems?
I'll do it. Well, how many people are on it? You and me? Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
We still have members
Mansoor
that are not here.
Mansoor, were you on the governance and mission?
Yes, I am. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you.
So there's
okay.
one, two, three, four, five, six people on the governance and mission. Mission and governance.
Okay.
Which is good.
Chair,
you know,
this is
got
it.
The list. Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Chair,
okay,
this is Janet with a suggestion.
I had something to information to give the committee, but go ahead, Janet.
So I recommend somebody, whether it's you or Nancy, post something to the list, to the committee list, with the a listing of these working groups, and inviting anybody who is not in the and with the attachments. By the way, I did send out my document with the fourth area, so maybe include that, or Alex, your final, mm-hmm. you know, when you revise. But in any case, asking any of the people if you want to join any of those working groups.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You mean people that are not on the committee?
No, people that are not in the meeting today. Is that what I said?
Oh, people who are not
in the meeting today.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. I agree.
Yeah. Okay, let
well,
me,
I can do the list of, I can do the list of the current members of each group. I'll send out the title of each group and the current members.
Yeah, that'll be very
who
helpful.
Who would like, you know, if there's anybody else that wants to join, and also who's the lead, and I'll ask if anybody wants to join from the strategic planning committee wants to join these groups, and then I will add them to the list if I get a response. I'll copy everybody.
And keep in mind that we will be expecting a report back from each of the groups at the next meeting. Whatever progress you've made, hopefully you'd have made some progress by then.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Let me just give you some information about process. one of the things I wanted to bring into the strategic recovery process is that we need to involve Pacifica management. And for the most part, management is not on this committee except for the executive director. But we need to involve the general managers, it's clear. And I don't want to have a set of plans that are just plopped down in front of them and tell them you have to do this. I want them to have some input as we're preparing these plans. So I did start that by having one of the general managers address the meeting a few weeks ago. That was Bertel from WBAI, but it seems logistically it's difficult, and it will take a long time to get the other managers to do similar things. So what I'm proposing, and I discussed this with Tom this afternoon, is that that the ideas of the strategic planning committee be presented to the managers at the weekly management meeting that takes place between the executive director and the general managers. And how that's done, I'm going to leave to the executive director. We may want to invite a member of the strategic planning committee to the meeting, or maybe Tom can act on behalf of the strategic planning committee. We haven't figured that out yet, but I just wanted to put that out there so that you know how I'd like to see us proceeding. Tom thought that was a good idea, by the way.
Janet?
Janet?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea just to limit this kind of work to management and this committee. And I mean, as far as programming goes, I mean, that's something that, and the mission and governance reform, that should be eventually much broader for listeners to be able to participate in some. Please, yeah.
Sorry.
For listeners to be able to have input, and some mechanism eventually, I think, would be important to make that happen.
Mansur would like to be on stack.
Carol, then Mansur.
I don't think that the committee or our committee is going to make the decisions on this. I think what we're going to do is figure out the questions and organize a discussion that's a broader discussion, because we don't have any authority. So I don't think it's a problem bringing managers into the discussion. It'll just make it a richer, field of stuff that we bring forward for our committee, and then for the PNB, and then for wherever else is appropriate. Some of which I think may end up being all the LSBs for bylaw changes and so on, and maybe even membership votes. So I don't think it is limited, and I don't think, including the managers interferes with that.
Let me just add, Carol, that's exactly the idea, that before we create any policy, and policy, of course, can only come from the Pacifica National Board, not from this committee. But we want to sound out the managers as to their ideas and just sort of extend the discussion. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that we're excluding listeners or anybody else. This is just the first step toward having a broader dialogue on some of these issues. Go ahead, Mansur.
All right, thank you. I want to just remind you all that from day one of this committee meeting, I've been advocating to get the management involved, just because we don't want to have a two-tier approach to our problems. And I'm happy that we're finally recognizing that we need to have managers involved in order to solve the problems and go one direction and one direction only. All right, so I'm advocating for that. Thank you.
Okay.
Joseph Stack.
Joseph.
The only thing I wanted to add, I think getting the input from the managers is good. I think it should, I'm just, my opinion is it should go through the executive director. He should present our ideas to them, let them discuss it between them as employees, because they're in the position of implementing ideas and maybe knowing what works and what doesn't, and therefore that's the feedback that we need. The important thing is, one of the failures I think we've experienced in the past is
We want to invite employees into the room to make policy, and you can't do that because then the policy becomes, oh, we all have the greatest benefits in the world and things like that. So it's important that we structure whatever we do so that, yes, let's communicate, let's get good information. But at the end of the day, we're the governance body, and they're the employees who are implementing the decisions we make. And a good, healthy relationship will make that work for all of us. Thank you.
Okay. Any other ideas? Any further discussion? Okay. Well, I think
so
that
this is Janet with the timing.
No
just
yeah.
So
we have 5 minutes left.
Right. Okay.
But if there's no further discussion, we could adjourn now. Does anybody
adjourn?
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. The meeting's adjourned. Good night, everybody.
That's a record.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Yep.